Please turn with me, if you will, to Isaiah chapter 40. In this chapter, God is comparing himself with the idols that Israel has been worshiping, the idols that are made with out of wood and stone and by human hands. And I'd like to share verses 25 and 26 today. To whom then will you liken me that I would be his equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these stars. The one who leads forth their host by number, he calls them all by name. Because of the greatness of his might and the strength of his power, not one of them is missing. Scientists have estimated that there are billions of galaxies in our universe, and each galaxy contains billions of stars. And although they don't know for certain, their best estimate is that the total number of stars in the universe is 10 to the 24th power. That's 10 with 24 zeros behind it. That's a number that is just beyond my comprehension. And to know that God has named and intimately knows each one of those 10 to the 24th power stars. The question comes to our mind, who is this? Who is this God? How can we even begin to know him? And yet he has privileged us by revealing himself to us through his word. In Colossians chapter 1, a little bit more is said about this God who has created the stars. And he is revealed to be Jesus. In verse 16 it says, "For by him, Jesus, all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created by him and through him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together." Each week we come to share communion as Jesus commanded us, to remember him, primarily to remember his death on the cross, his sacrifice in paying for the sins of those whom he would save. And we want to do that today, but I also want us to remember just who he is. The great and awesome and mighty creator and sovereign of the universe, who condescended to come down from his glorious home in heaven and live on earth as a man and die a terrible death for the sins of those who would believe in him. If you are one of those who has placed your faith in Christ, the creator of all of the stars, the one who names them by name, and you're trusting him for your salvation and your eternal hope, then join us today as we share in the cup and the bread that remembers his body and blood. If you're one who who does not know him. Maybe this is your first time here. Maybe you've never heard about this Jesus, this God. Or perhaps you have heard and don't believe. First, we're thankful that you're here. We're glad that you're here and joined us today. And we pray that this might be the day of salvation for you. But if by your own admission, you would be one who would say, I don't know or believe in Christ, then we ask that as the elements, as the cup and the bread come to you, that you pass them by. This is a time for those who know Jesus Christ as their Savior, who have repented of their sins and placed their trust in Him for eternal life. This is a time for us to remember Him and to remember what He did on the cross. And if you don't know Christ and want to know more about what it means to be a Christian, then I encourage you to speak with whoever brought you, talk with anyone on the worship team, myself or one of the elders. We would love for you to know this God who has created and named all the stars. As the ushers come forward, please take the elements, hold them, and we will share them in a few moments together.